The lawsuit calls for the repeal of a section of the act that allows members of Congress and their staff to have the federal government pay for more than 70% of their health care premiums. Johnson says that creates a privileged political class. He cites emails to his office from people in Wisconsin who are seeing their health care premiums triple.
Their access to the doctors have kept them alive, taken away from them, to the treatments have kept them alive. In order to prompt action here in the halls of Congress to start repairing that damage of this bill, to limit future damage, I think it's extremely important that members of Congress experience that exact same harsh reality.
But a supporter of the Health Care Act, Robert Craig of Wisconsin Citizen Action, says the new law has helped more people than it has hurt. Craig says there are hundreds of previously uninsured Wisconsinites who can now afford to get coverage. He says if Johnson's lawsuit is successful, it will treat government employees unfairly by denying them what many private sector workers get from employers who provide insurance.
You're talking about taking the 73% the federal government currently pays for a congressional staffer and paying nothing and having them not eligible for subsidies. Not only is that unfair, that's simply punishing people for trying to serve the public and work for the federal government.
Senator Johnson says he is currently paying for the lawsuit himself, but he hopes to use his campaign committee to raise funds to cover most of the legal fees. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.